Chapter 94. Hybrid Safety and Service Procedures. High Voltage Safety. Need for Caution. There have been electrical systems on vehicles for over 100 years. Technicians have been repairing vehicle electrical systems without fear of serious injury or electrocution. However, when working with hybrid electric vehicles, this is no longer true. It is now possible to be seriously injured or electrocuted and killed if proper safety procedures are not followed. Hybrid electric vehicles and all electric vehicles use high voltage abbreviated HV circuits that, if touched with an unprotected hand, could cause serious burns or even death. Identifying high voltage circuits. High voltage cables are identified by color of the plastic conduit and include blue or yellow. 42 volts, not a shock hazard but an arc is maintained if a circuit is opened. And orange. 60 to 600 volts or higher. Warning. Touching circuits or wires containing high voltage can cause severe burns or death. High voltage safety equipment. Rubber gloves. Before working on the high voltage system of a hybrid electric vehicle, be sure that high voltage lineman's gloves are available. Be sure that the gloves are rated for at least 1000 volts and class 0 by ANSI, ASTM. The American National Standards Institute, abbreviated INSI, is a private, non-profit organization that administers and coordinates the U.S. Voluntary Standardization and Conformity Assessment System. ASTM International, originally known as the American Society for Testing and Materials, abbreviated ASTM, was formed over a century ago to address the need for component testing in industry. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, abbreviated OSHA, requirements specify that the high voltage gloves get inspected every 6 months by a qualified glove inspection laboratory. Use an outer leather glove to protect the high voltage rubber gloves. Inspect the gloves carefully before each use. High voltage and current in combination are fatal. See figures 94-1 and 94-2. Note: the high voltage insulated safety gloves must be recertified every 6 months to remain within Occupational Safety and Health Administration guidelines. Before using the rubber gloves, they should be tested for leaks. Using the following procedure. Number 1. Roll the glove up from the open end until the lower portion of the glove begins to balloon from the resulting air pressure. Be sure to lean into the sealed glove to raise the internal air pressure. If the glove leaks any air, discard the gloves. See figure 94-3. Number 2. The gloves should not be used if they show any signs of wear and tear. Warning. Cables and wiring are orange in color. High voltage insulated safety gloves and a face shield must be worn when carrying out any diagnostics involving the high voltage systems or components. Refer to figure 94-1. Appropriate personal protective equipment, abbreviated PPE, must be worn whenever working on or around a hybrid vehicle high voltage system, including high voltage gloves with protective leather gloves to protect the rubber from being cut or pierced. Refer to figure 94-2. Whenever working around the high voltage circuit, it is recommended that one hand be kept in a pocket to prevent the possibility of a high voltage shock passing through the body. Refer to figure 94-3. Checking rubber lineman's gloves for pinhole leaks. Cat 3 rated digital multimeter. Hybrid electric vehicles are equipped with electrical systems whose voltages can exceed 600 volts DC. A Cat 3 certified digital multimeter, abbreviated DMM, is required for making measurements on these high voltage systems. The International Electrotechnical Commission, abbreviated IEC, has several categories of voltage standards for meter and meter leads. Refer to figure 94-4. Be sure to only use a meter that is Cat 3 rated when taking electrical voltage measurements on a hybrid electric or electric vehicle. Refer to figure 94-5. The meter leads should also be Cat 3 rated when checking voltages on a hybrid electric vehicle. These categories are ratings for over voltage protection and are rated Cat 1, Cat 2, Cat 3, and Cat 4. The higher the category, or Cat, rating, the greater the protection to the technician when measuring high energy voltage. Under each category there are various voltage ratings. Cat 1. Typically, a Cat 1 meter is used for low voltage measurements, such as voltage measurements at wall outlets in the home. Meters with a Cat 1 rating are usually rated at 300 to 800 volts. Cat 1 is for relatively low energy levels, and while the voltage level is high enough for use when working on a hybrid electric vehicle, the protective energy level is lower than what is needed. Cat 2. A higher rated meter that is typically used for checking voltages at the circuit breaker panel in the home. Meters with a Cat 2 rating are usually rated at 300 to 600 volts. Cat 2 rated meters have similar voltage ratings as the other Cat ratings, but the energy level of protection is higher with a Cat 2 compared to a Cat 1. Cat 3. Cat 3 is the minimum rated meter that should be used for hybrid vehicles. Meters with a Cat 3 rating are usually rated at 600 to 1000 volts and the highest energy level that is needed to protect the service technician. Cat 4. Cat 4 meters are for clamp-on meters only. A clamp-on meter is used to measure current, or amperes, in a circuit by placing the clamp around the wire carrying the current. If a clamp-on meter also has meter leads for voltage measurements, that part of the meter is rated as Cat 3. Frequently asked question. Is it the voltage rating that determines the Cat rating? Yes and no. The voltages stated for the various Cat ratings are important, but the potential harm to a technician due to the energy level is what is most important. For example, some Cat 2 rated meters may have a stated voltage higher than a meter that has a Cat 3 rating. Always use a meter that has a Cat 3 rating when working on a hybrid electric vehicle. See figures 94-4 and 94-5. Figure 94-6. The high voltage disconnect plug has two small terminals used to signal the high voltage controller that the safety service plug has been removed. Safety interlock system. Purpose and function. The high voltage system uses conductors or switches to detect opens in the high voltage circuits. This is a safety system that keeps the power relays from closing with an open high voltage circuit. The manual safety disconnect switch protects the high voltage battery pack and it includes a safety interlock switch that uses two small terminals. See figure 94-6. With an open detected, the hybrid controller does the following to keep the vehicle safe. If the engine is running, it detects a fault and sets a diagnostic trouble code abbreviated, DTC. It also opens the power relays, turning off the ready light. If the vehicle is moving, it allows it to continue until a stop, then it disables the ICE. If the vehicle is not moving, it disables the ICE immediately. Local interlock. A local interlock uses separate switches to detect when there has been an open in high voltage circuits or components. The local interlock detects covers removed from modules that have high voltage circuits. If an open has been detected, the controller, or ECM, signals the hybrid controller to open the power relays and discharge the capacitors. Refer to figure 94-7. An insulation tester showing where the meter leads should be attached and where to select the voltage level to be used to test the insulation, usually 1000 volts. The resistance between the insulated high voltage circuit and ground should be higher than 1 million ohms. Loss of insulation test. Purpose. The high voltage circuits do not use a common ground. The circuit starts at the positive side of the high voltage battery pack and returns to the negative side of the pack in a loop. When the ground fault system detects high voltage leaking to ground, it sets a DTC that includes the location of the fault. This type of fault is called a loss of insulation isolation abbreviated, LOI. Test procedure. An electrical insulation tester, such as the Fluke 1587, is used to test for electrical continuity between the high voltage wires or components and the body of the vehicle. Test the circuit with a high voltage ohmmeter that measures mega ohms, and perform the following steps. Step 1. Disable the high voltage system by removing the safety switch, and allow time for the capacitors to discharge, usually 10 to 20 minutes. Measure the high voltage with a voltmeter to check that the capacitor voltage is zero. Step 2. Use DTCs and a vehicle-specific electrical schematic to identify the problem area. Step 3. To test the power cables from the battery pack to the inverter, or converter assembly, for example, disconnect both ends of the cable. Step 4. The insulation tester applies a high voltage to test the insulation value. Select the 1000 volt scale. Press and hold the insulation test button for 2 seconds to perform the test and the meter displays the measured resistance. See figure 94-7. Eye protection. Eye protection should be worn when testing for high voltage, which is considered by many experts to be over 60 volts. Eye protection should include the following features. Number 1. Plastic frames. Avoid metal frames as these are conductive and could cause a shock hazard. Number 2. Side shields. And Number 3. Meet the standard ANSI, Z87.1. Most hybrid electric systems use voltages higher than this threshold. If the system has not been powered down or has not had the high voltage system disabled, a shock hazard is always possible. Even when the high voltage system has been disconnected, there is still high voltage in the high voltage battery box. Note, some vehicle manufacturers specify that full face shields be worn instead of safety glasses when working with high voltage circuits or components. Safety cones. Ford requires that cones be placed at the four corners of any hybrid electric vehicle when service work on the high voltage system is being performed. They are used to establish a safety zone around the vehicles so that other technicians know that a possible shock hazard may be present. Fiberglass pole. Ford requires that a 10-foot insulated fiberglass pole be available outside the safety zone to be used to pull a technician away from the vehicle in the unlikely event of an accident where the technician is shocked or electrocuted. Electric shock potential. Locations where shocks can occur. Accidental and unprotected contact with any electrically charged, hot or live, high-voltage component can cause serious injury or death. However, receiving an electric shock from a hybrid vehicle is highly unlikely because of the following. Number 1. Contact with the battery module or other components inside the battery box can occur only if the box is damaged and the contents are exposed, or the box is open without following proper precautions. Number 2. Contact with the electric motor can occur only after one or more components are removed. Number 3. The high voltage cables can be easily identified by their distinctive orange color, and contact with them can be avoided. Number 4. The system main relays, abbreviated SMRS, disconnect power from the cables the moment the ignition is turned off. This mode is called the service mode, maintenance mode, or inspection mode. Most vehicle manufacturers warn to not drive the vehicle while in this mode because many of the torque limiting F-factors are also disabled, which could cause damage to the powertrain components if driven aggressively. See chart 94-1 for the method to use to keep the ICE operating and to prevent the idle stop mode without using a scan tool. Tech tip. High voltage is insulated from the vehicle body. Both positive and negative high voltage power cables are isolated from the metal chassis, so there is no possibility of shock by touching the metal chassis. This design is called a floating ground. A ground fault monitor continuously monitors for HV leakage to the metal chassis while the vehicle is running. If a malfunction is detected, the vehicle computer illuminates the master warning light in the instrument cluster and the hybrid warning light in the LCD display. The HV battery pack relays automatically open to stop electricity flow in a collision sufficient to activate the SRS airbags. Refer to Figure 94-8. The Ford Escape hybrid instrument panel showing the vehicle in park and the tachometer on EV instead of 0 RPM. This means that the gasoline engine could start at any time, depending on the state of charge of the high voltage batteries and other factors. Tech tip. Silence is not golden. Never assume the vehicle is shut off just because the engine is off. When working with a Toyota or Lexus hybrid electric vehicle, always look for the ready indicator status on the dash display. The vehicle is shut off when the ready indicator is off. The vehicle may be powered by Number 1. The electric motor only. Number 2. The gasoline engine only. And Number 3. A combination of both the electric motor and the gasoline engine. The vehicle computer determines the mode in which the vehicle operates to improve fuel economy and reduce emissions. The driver cannot manually select the mode. See Figure 94-8. Warning. Power remains in the high voltage electrical system for up to 10 minutes after the high voltage battery pack is shut off. Never touch, cut, or open any orange high voltage power cable or high voltage component without confirming that the high voltage has been completely discharged. Refer to Figure 94-9. To enter the inspection mode, select this feature on a scan tool and follow the on-screen procedure. Frequently asked question. How do you keep the engine running on a hybrid? There are times when the service technician or a vehicle inspector needs to bypass the idle stop feature and to keep the engine running, such as checking the air conditioning pressures on a unit that has an engine-driven AC compressor, attempting to get the internal combustion engine up to operating temperature in order to check for proper operation of the cooling system, safety inspection of the exhaust system. The mode to keep the ICE running can often be done using a scan tool, such as the Snap-on Solus Ultra being used on a Lexus RX450H hybrid. See Figure 94-9. Depowering the high voltage system. The need to depower the high voltage system. During routine vehicle service work, there is no need to go through any procedures needed to depower or to shut off the high voltage circuits. However, if work is going to be performed on any of the following components, then service information procedures must be followed to prevent possible electrical shock and personal injury. The high voltage battery pack. Any of the electronic controllers that use orange cables, such as the inverter and converters. And the air conditioning compressor if electrically driven and has orange cables attached. Refer to chart 94-1. Hybrid engine service mode chart. This procedure is needed to be followed if the technician or safety inspector requires that the internal combustion engine needs to be kept running and prevented from entering stop-start, or idle-stop, operation. Refer to figure 94-10. Jump starting a 2001 to 2003 Toyota Prius using a 12-volt supply to boost the 12-volt auxiliary battery in the trunk. To safely depower the vehicle, always follow the instructions found in service information for the exact vehicle being serviced. The steps usually include: Step 1. Turn the ignition off and remove the key, if equipped, from the ignition. Caution: if a push-button start is used, remove the key fob at least 15 feet, 5 meters, from the vehicle to prevent the vehicle from being powered up. Step 2. Remove the 12-volt power source to the high-voltage controller. This step could involve removing a fuse or a relay, and disconnecting the negative battery cable from the auxiliary 12-volt battery. Step 3. Remove the high-voltage fuse or service plug or switch. Warning: even if all of the above steps are followed, there is still a risk for electrical shock at the high-voltage batteries. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's instructions exactly and wear high-voltage gloves and other specified personal protective equipment. Collision and repair industry issues. Jump starting. The 12-volt auxiliary battery may be jump-started if the vehicle does not start. The 12-volt auxiliary battery is located under the hood or in the cargo, or trunk, area of some hybrid electric vehicles. Using a jump box or jumper cable from another vehicle, make the connections to the positive and negative battery terminals. See figure 94-10. On Toyota Prius vehicles, there is a stud located under the hood that can be used to jump-start the auxiliary battery, which is located in the truck. See figure 94-11. Refer to figure 94-11. The underhood 12-volt jumpstart terminal on this 2041 Toyota Prius has a red plastic cover with a positive sign. The positive booster cable clamp attaches directly to the vertical metal bracket. Frequently asked question: when do I need to depower the high-voltage system? During routine service work, there is no need for a technician to depower the high-voltage system. The only time when this process is needed is if service repairs or testing is being performed on any circuit that has an orange cable attached. These include the AC compressor, if electrically powered, and the high-voltage battery pack or electronic controllers. The electric power steering system usually operates on 12 volts or 42 volts and neither is a shock hazard. However, an arc is maintained if a 42-volt circuit is opened. Always refer to service information if servicing the electric power steering system or any other system that may contain high voltage. Frequently asked question: will the heat from paint ovens hurt the high voltage batteries? Nickel metal hydride batteries may be damaged if exposed to high temperatures, such as in a paint oven. The warning labels on hybrid vehicles specify that the battery temperature not exceed 150 degrees F, or 66 degrees Celsius. Therefore, be sure to check the temperature of any paint oven before allowing a hybrid electric vehicle into one that may be hotter than specified. Check service information for details on the vehicle being repaired. Note: the high-voltage battery pack cannot be jump-started on most hybrid electric vehicles. One exception is the Ford Escape and Mercury Mariner hybrids that use a special jump-start button located behind the left kick panel. When this button is pushed, the auxiliary battery is used to boost the high-voltage battery through a DC to DC converter. Refer to figure 94-12. Using a warning cover over the steering wheel helps others realize that work is being performed on the high-voltage system and that no one is to attempt to start or move the vehicle. Moving and towing a hybrid. Towing. If a disabled vehicle needs to be moved a short distance, to the side of the road, for example, and the vehicle can still roll on the ground, the easiest way is to shift the transmission into neutral and manually push the vehicle. To transport a vehicle away from an emergency location, a flatbed truck should be used if the vehicle might be repaired. If a flatbed is not available, the vehicle should be towed by wheel lift equipment with the front wheels off the ground, FWD hybrid electric vehicles only. Do not use sling-type towing equipment. In the case of 4WD hybrid electric vehicles, such as the Toyota Highlander, only a flatbed vehicle should be used. Moving the hybrid vehicle in the shop. After a hybrid electric vehicle has been serviced, It may be necessary to push the vehicle to another part of the shop or outside, as parts are ordered. Make sure to tape any orange cable ends that were disconnected during the repair procedure. Permanent magnets are used in all the drive motors and generators, and it is possible that a high voltage arc could occur as the wheels turn and produce voltage. Another way to prevent this is to use wheel dollies. A sign that says high voltage, do not touch could also be added to the roof of the vehicle. Remove the keys from the vehicle and keep in a safe location. See figures 94-12 and 94-13. Removing the high voltage batteries. Precautions. The high voltage battery box should always be removed as an assembly, placed on a rubber covered workbench, and handled carefully. Every other part, especially the capacitors, should be checked for voltage reading while wearing high voltage rubber gloves. Always check for voltage, as the components become accessible before proceeding. When removing high voltage components, it is wise to use insulated tools. See figure 94-14. Storing the high voltage batteries. If a hybrid is to be stored for any length of time, the state of charge of the high voltage batteries must be maintained. If possible, start the vehicle every month and run it for at least 30 minutes to help recharge the high voltage batteries. This is necessary because NIMH batteries suffer from self-discharge over time. High voltage battery chargers are expensive and may be hard to find. If the high voltage battery soak was over 60% when it was put into storage, the batteries may be stored for about a month without a problem. If, however, the soak is less than 60%, a problem with a discharged high voltage battery may result. Refer to figure 94-13. A lockbox is a safe location to keep the ignition keys of a hybrid electric vehicle while it is being serviced. Refer to figure 94-14. Insulated tools, such as this socket set, provide an additional margin of safety to the service technician when working around high voltage components and systems. Tech tip. High voltage battery soak considerations. NIMH batteries do not store well for long lengths of time. After a repair job, or when the high voltage system has been powered down by a technician and powered up again, do not be surprised if a warning lamp lights, diagnostic trouble codes are set, and the malfunction indicator lamp abbreviated, MIL, is illuminated. If everything was done correctly, a couple road tests may be all that is required to reset the MIL. The high voltage battery indicator on the dash may also read zero charge level. After a road test, the high voltage battery level indicator most likely displays the proper voltage level. Refer to figure 94-15. The high voltage wiring on this Honda hybrid is colored orange for easy identification. Hoisting a hybrid vehicle. When hoisting or using a floor jack, pay attention to the lift points. Orange cables run under the vehicle just inside the frame rails on most hybrids. See figure 94-15. Some Honda hybrid vehicles use an aluminum pipe painted orange that includes three high voltage cables for the starter, for generator and also three more cables for the high voltage air conditioning compressor. If any damage occurs to any high voltage cables, the MIL lights up and a no start results if the PCM senses a fault. The cables are not repairable and are expensive. The cables can be identified by an orange outer casing, but in some cases, the orange casing is not exposed until a black plastic underbelly shield is removed first. High voltage battery disposal. The hybrid electric vehicle manufacturers are set up to ship NIMH battery packs to a recycling center. There is an 800 number located under the hood or on the high voltage battery pack that can be used to gain information on how to recycle these batteries. Always follow the proper safety procedures, and then minor service to hybrid vehicles can be done with a reasonable level of safety. Routine service procedures. Diagnosis procedures. Hybrid electric vehicles should be diagnosed the same as any other type of vehicle. This means following a diagnostic routine, which usually includes the following steps. Step 1. Verify the customer concern. Step 2. Check for diagnostic trouble codes, DTCs. An enhanced or factory level scan tool may be needed to get access to codes and subcodes. Step 3. Perform a thorough visual inspection. If a DTC is stored, carefully inspect those areas that might be the cause of the trouble code. Step 4. Check for technical service bulletins that may relate to the customer concern. Step 5. Follow service information specified steps and procedures. This could include checking scan tool data for sensors or values that are not within normal range. Step 6. Determine and repair the root cause of the problem. Step 7. Verify the repair and clear any stored DTCs unless in an emission testing area. If in an emission test area, Drive the vehicle until the powertrain control module passes the fault and turns off the MIL, thereby allowing the vehicle to pass the inspection. Step 8. Complete the work order and record the 3 C's, complaint, cause, and correction. See Figure 94-16. Refer to Figure 94-16. A scan tool display showing two hybrid-related faults in this Ford Escape hybrid. Refer to Figure 94-17. Always use the specified viscosity of oil in a hybrid electric vehicle, not only for best fuel economy, but also because of the need for fast lubrication because of the engine, idle, stop feature. Oil change. Performing an oil change is similar to changing oil in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when changing oil in a hybrid electric vehicle, including: use vehicle manufacturer's recommended hoisting locations. Use caution when hoisting a hybrid electric vehicle and avoid placing the pads on or close to the orange high voltage cables that are usually located under the vehicle. Always use the specified oil viscosity. Most hybrid electric vehicles require SAE 0W-16, SAE 0W-0, and SAE 5W-20. Using the specified oil viscosity is important because the engine stops and starts many times, and using the incorrect viscosity not only can cause a decrease in fuel economy, but also could cause engine damage. See Figure 94-17. Always follow the specified procedures. Be sure that the internal combustion engine is off and that the ready lamp is off. If there is a smart key or the vehicle has a push-button start, be sure that the key fob is at least 15 feet, or 5 meters, away from the vehicle to help prevent the engine from starting accidentally. Cooling system service. Performing cooling system service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when servicing the cooling system on a hybrid electric vehicle, including: always check service information for the exact procedure to follow. The procedure includes the following. Number 1. The specified coolant. Most vehicle manufacturers recommend using pre-mixed coolant because using water, half of the coolant, that has minerals could cause corrosion issues. Number 2. The specified coolant replacement interval. While this may be similar to the coolant replacement interval for a conventional vehicle, always check to be sure that this service is being performed at the specified time or mileage interval. Number 3. The specified precautions. Some Toyota Prius hybrid electric vehicles use a coolant storage bottle that keeps the coolant hot for up to 3 days. Opening a coolant hose could cause the release of this hot coolant and can cause serious burns to the technician. Number 4. Always read, understand, and follow all of the service information instructions when servicing the cooling system on a hybrid electric vehicle. Case study: a bad day changing oil. A shop owner was asked by a regular customer who had just bought a Prius if the oil could be changed there. The owner opened the hood, made sure the filter was in stock, it is a standard Toyota filter used on other models, and said yes. A technician with no prior knowledge of hybrids drove the warmed up vehicle into the service bay. The internal combustion engine never started, as it was in electric, or stealth, mode at the time. Not hearing the engine running, the technician hoisted the vehicle into the air, removed the drain bolt, and drained the oil into the oil drain unit. When the filter was removed, oil started to fly around the shop. The engine was in standby mode during the first part of the oil change. When the voltage level dropped, the onboard computer started the engine so that the high voltage battery could recharge. The technician should have removed the key to keep this from happening. Be sure that the ready light is off before changing the oil or doing any other service work that may cause personal harm or harm to the vehicle if the engine starts. The summary. The complaint: a technician was not aware that the hybrid vehicle was not off when changing the oil. The cause: the ready light was still on when the technician started to change the oil. The correction: the technician learned that all hybrids need to be shut off because the engine is not running, it does not mean that the vehicle itself has been turned off. Air filter service. Performing air filter service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when servicing the air filter on a hybrid electric vehicle, including: Number 1. Always follow the service information recommended air filter replacement interval. Number 2. For best results, use the factory type and quality air filter. And Number 3. Double check that all of the air ducts are securely fastened after checking or replacing the air filter. Air conditioning service. Performing air conditioning system service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when servicing the air conditioning system on a hybrid electric vehicle, including: Number 1. Many hybrid electric vehicles use an air conditioning compressor that uses high voltage from the high voltage battery pack to operate the compressor either all of the time, such as many Toyota Lexus models, or during idle stop periods, such as on Honda hybrids. Number 2. If the system is electrically driven, then special refrigerant oil is used that is not conductive. This means that a separate recovery machine should be used to avoid the possibility of mixing regular refrigerant oils with the oil used in hybrids. And Number 3. Always read, understand, and follow all of the service information instructions when servicing the air conditioning system on a hybrid electric vehicle. Steering system service. Performing steering system service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when servicing the steering system on a hybrid electric vehicle, including: Number 1. Check service information for any precautions that are specified to be followed when servicing the steering system on a hybrid electric vehicle. Number 2. Most hybrid electric vehicles use an electric power steering system. These can be powered by one of two voltages. 12 volts. These systems can be identified by the red or black wiring conduit and often use an inverter that increases the voltage to operate the actuator motor, usually to 42 volts. While this higher voltage is contained in the controller and should not create a shock hazard, always follow the specified safety precautions and wear protective high voltage gloves, as needed. 42 volts. These systems use a yellow or blue plastic conduit over the wires to help identify the possible hazards from this voltage level. This voltage level is not a shock hazard, but can maintain an arc if a circuit carrying 42 volts is opened. Braking system service. Performing braking system service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when system on a hybrid electric vehicle, including: Number 1. Check service information for any precautions that are specified to be followed when servicing the braking system on a hybrid electric vehicle. Number 2. All hybrid electric vehicles use a regenerative braking system, which captures the kinetic energy of the moving vehicle and converts it to electrical energy and is sent to the high-voltage battery pack. The amount of current produced during hard braking can exceed 100 amperes. This current is stored in the high-voltage battery pack and is then used, as needed, to help power the vehicle. Number 3. The base brakes used on hybrid electric vehicles are the same as any other conventional vehicle except for the master cylinder and related control systems. There are no high-voltage circuits associated with the braking system, as the regeneration occurs inside the electric drive, or traction, motors and is controlled by the motor controller. Number 4. The base brakes on many hybrid vehicles are often found to be stuck or not functioning correctly because the brakes are not doing much work and can rust. Note: always check the base brakes whenever there is a poor fuel economy complaint heard from an owner of a hybrid vehicle. Often, when a disc brake caliper sticks, the brakes drag, but the driver is not aware of any performance problems, except the fuel economy drops. Refer to Figure 94-18. The radiation emitted from a hybrid electric vehicle is very low, as shown being measured in units of milligauss. Frequently asked question: is the radiation from a hybrid dangerous? No. While there is a changing magnetic field surrounding any wire carrying an electrical current, the amount of electromagnetic radiation is very low. See Figure 94-18. Tires. Performing tire-related service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when servicing tires on a hybrid electric vehicle, including: Number 1. Tire pressure is very important, not only to the fuel economy, but also on the life of the tire. Lower inflation pressure increases rolling resistance and reduces load carrying capacity and tire life. Always inflate the tires to the pressure indicated on the door jam sticker or found in service information or the owner's manual. Number 2. All tires create less rolling resistance as they wear. This means that even if the same identical tire is used as a replacement, the owner may experience a drop in fuel economy. Number 3. Tires can have a big effect on fuel economy. It is best to warn the owner that replacement of the tires can, and often does, cause a drop in fuel economy, even if low rolling resistance tires are selected. Number 4. Try to avoid using tires that are larger than used from the factory. The larger the tire, the heavier it is and it takes more energy to rotate, resulting in a decrease in fuel economy. And number 5. Follow normal tire inspections and tire rotation intervals as specified by the vehicle manufacturer. Refer to Figure 94-19. This 12-volt battery under the hood on a Ford Fusion Hybrid is a flooded cell type auxiliary battery. Auxiliary battery testing and service. Performing auxiliary battery service is similar to performing this service in any vehicle equipped with an internal combustion engine. However, there are several items to know when servicing the auxiliary battery on a hybrid electric vehicle, including number 1. Auxiliary 12-volt batteries used in hybrid electric vehicles are located in one of two general locations. Under the hood, if the 12-volt auxiliary battery is under the hood, it is generally a flooded type lead-acid battery and should be serviced the same as any conventional battery. See Figure 94-19. In the passenger or trunk area, if the battery is located in the passenger or trunk area of the vehicle, it is usually of the absorbed glass mat design. This type of battery requires a special battery charger that limits the charging voltage used. Number 2. The auxiliary 12-volt battery is usually smaller than a battery used in a conventional vehicle because it is not used to actually start the engine, unless under extreme conditions, on Honda hybrids only. Number 3. The 12-volt auxiliary battery can be tested and serviced the same as any battery used in a conventional vehicle. And number 4. Always read, understand, and follow all of the service information instructions when servicing the auxiliary battery on a hybrid electric vehicle. High voltage glove use. Step by step. Step 1. The cuff of the rubber glove should extend at least half of an inch beyond the cuff of the leather protector. Step 2. To determine correct glove size, use a soft tape to measure around the palm of the hand. A measurement of 9 inches corresponds with a glove size of 9. Step 3. The glove rating and the date of the last test should be stamped on the glove cuff. Step 4. Start with a visual inspection of the glove fingertips, making sure that no cuts or other damage is present. Step 5. The damage on this glove was easily detected with a simple visual inspection. Note that the rubber glove material can be damaged by petroleum products, detergents, certain hand soaps, and talcum powder. Step 6. Manually inflate the glove to inspect for pinhole leaks. Starting at the cuff, roll up the glove and trap hair at the finger end. Listen and watch carefully for deflation of the glove. If a leak is detected, the glove must be discarded. Step 7. Petroleum on the leather protector's surfaces damages the rubber glove underneath. Step 8. Glove powder, or glove dust, should be used to absorb moisture and reduce friction. Step 9. Put on the gloves and tighten the straps on the back of the leather protectors. Step 10. Technicians must wear high-voltage gloves and leather protectors whenever working around the high-voltage areas of a hybrid electric vehicle. Step 11. High-voltage gloves and leather protectors should be placed in a canvas storage bag when not in use. Note the ventilation hole at the bottom of this bag. Step 12. Make sure that the rubber gloves are not folded when placed in the canvas bag. Folding increases mechanical stress on the rubber and can lead to premature failure of the glove material. Review questions. Question 1. What are the recommended items that should be used when working with the high voltage circuits of a hybrid electric vehicle? Question 2. What actions are needed to disable the high voltage circuit? Question 3. What are the precautions that service technicians should adhere to when servicing hybrid electric vehicles? Question 4. How should high voltage gloves be tested before use? Question 5. How is the internal combustion engine kept running if this is needed to perform some service inspections or service operations? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Rubber gloves should be worn whenever working on or near the high voltage circuits or components of a hybrid electric vehicle. Technician A says that the rubber gloves should be rated at 1000 volts or higher. Technician B says that leather gloves should be worn over the high voltage rubber gloves. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 2. A Cat 3 certified DMM should be used whenever measuring high voltage circuits or components. The Cat 3 rating relates to A. High voltage. B. High energy. C. High electrical resistance. D. Both A and B. Question 3. All of the following shut off the high voltage to components and circuits, except A. Opening the driver's door. B. Turning the ignition off. C. Disconnecting the 12-volt auxiliary battery. D. Removing the main fuse, relay, or high voltage plug. Question 4. If the engine is not running, technician A says that the high voltage circuits are depowered. Technician B says that all high voltage wiring is orange colored. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Which statement is false about high voltage wiring? A. Connects the battery pack to the electric controller. B. Connects the controller to the motor or generator. C. Is electrically grounded to the frame, body, of the vehicle. D. Is controlled by a relay that opens if the ignition is off. Question 6. What routine service procedure could result in lower fuel economy, which the owner may discover? A. Using the wrong viscosity engine oil. B. Replacing tires. C. Replacing the air filter. D. Either A or B. Question 7. Two technicians are discussing jump-starting a hybrid electric vehicle. Technician A says that the high-voltage batteries can be jumped on some HEV models. Technician B says that the 12-volt auxiliary battery can be jumped using a conventional jump box or jumper. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. What can occur if a hybrid electric vehicle is pushed in the shop? A. The high voltage battery pack can be damaged. B. The tires are locked unless the ignition is on. C. Damage to the electronic controller can occur. D. High voltage is generated by the motor or generator. Question 9. Nickel metal hydride, NMH, batteries can be damaged if exposed to temperatures higher than about 150 degrees Fahrenheit, or 66 degrees Celsius. B. 175 degrees Fahrenheit, or 79 degrees Celsius. Circa 200 degrees Fahrenheit, or 93 degrees Celsius. D. 225 degrees Fahrenheit, or 107 degrees Celsius. Question 10. The local interlock system on a hybrid vehicle detects when what has been removed from high voltage circuits? A. Covers. B. Screws. C. Cables. D. Bolts. End of chapter 94.